Indonesian police are hunting for terrorists whom they believe have at least two bombs. Police say this shows that the war against terror is far from over in Indonesia. A senior policeman said Wednesday that the terrorists originally had three bombs, but used one in a car bomb detonated outside Jakarta's JW Marriott Hotel last month, killing 12 people. Police say they're searching for the terrorists and are concerned about when and where they might strike with the other two devices. Indonesian authorities arrested dozens of suspected Islamic militants since last October, when terrorists bombed Western tourist spots on the island of Bali and killed 202 people. Indonesia's police chief, Dai Bakhtiar, says he believes the Bali bomb maker is still at large and is planning further attacks. Almost all of the Bali bombers have been caught, but police and analysts warn that Jamaah Islamiyah, or JI, the organization behind the attacks, is still capable of carrying out new bombings. Indonesian President Megawati Sukarno-Putri, speaking at the United Nations, says the West should shoulder some of the blame for Islamic terrorism. She says the West's unjust behavior in the Middle East is fanning the flames of Islamic militancy worldwide. The United States, Britain, Australia, and a number of other countries warn against traveling to Indonesia, saying the threat of terror attacks is still present. Despite the warnings, few expatriates have left the country. Tourist arrivals have started to pick up, but the new warning from the Indonesian police could put a dent in the country's tourist industry, which was devastated by the Bali bombings. Tim Johnston for VOA News in Bali.